we all have a desire to do some, to make some offering to our spiritual master in a mood of service. And for that, if we don't get a facility, some facility, then we can we see that it is because of some deficiency in me that Krishna is not giving this facility? Answer, yes. It is always good to have the thoughts that bring humility within us. So if the not getting some facility or some result, if that makes me angry with others, that makes me frustrated with the world, and that creates negativity out there. Oh, you know, you are so bad, you are not doing this, you are not doing this, you are not doing this. If that's what happens to us, then we can say that that's undesirable. That is not bringing humility. That is simply our frustrated controllership coming out. So if instead I think that it is something which is lacking in me, and I need to become more pure, I need to become more purposeful, purely purposeful, it is anukul to our bhakti, it is favorable to our devotion, and we can think like that. At the same time, we can't read the mind of Krishna. That is quite a speculative and sometimes a distracting thing to do, to think, you know, why is Krishna doing this? Sometimes it may not even be Krishna doing this, sometimes it may just be the circumstances like that. And some people, say in some countries, the government is opposed. So, and the government doesn't allow us to practice bhakti publicly, or even privately there is threat. Now, is it that Krishna is doing that? No, it is people who have misusing their free will, misusing their power, who are doing that. Krishna is sanctioning that. Now, Krishna can bring good even out of that. But how Krishna will bring out that good, that we may not know. So, we could say that maybe there's something which I need to improve so that I can become more devoted, so that Krishna will give the results eventually. But we also know that there are some devotees who are Vajnanandis. Gaur Krishnadas Babaji never had very few disciples practically. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur had many more disciples. Srila Prabhupada had even more disciples. Now, does that mean that the subsequent acharya is greater than the previous acharya? One devotee asked the Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur preached in Bengal and Orissa. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur preached all over India. You preached all over the world. Therefore, it means you are greater than all of them. And Prabhupada said, never think like this. It is by their mercy that I have done whatever I have done. The parents are happy when their children become greater than them. So, for us, we should, if that thinking, that there is some deficiency in me, and let me try to work on the deficiency, if that helps us intensify our devotion, that is favorable. But if that makes us unnecessarily feel guilty and impure, guilty and insecure and unworthy and disheartened in the practice of our bhakti, then that is unfavorable. So if I have some conditioning I am battling with, and it's going to take me a long time to get over it, I am fighting with it for years and it's not going away, then if I think, because I have this conditioning and that's why I am not getting the results for this service, and oh, this conditioning is not going to go away for many, many years, that means for many years I won't get any result. So what is the use of practicing bhakti? No, that kind of thinking is unfavorable for our bhakti. So we should say that, okay, whatever situation I am in, Krishna, I want to connect with you, and when you want, you give me the results. And if there is something which you want me to change, please guide me how to do it, what to do and how to do it. So basically, we can try to analyze why something is happening. That's using our intelligence in Krishna's service. But we shouldn't let any kind of analysis make us disheartened in Krishna bhakti. If our analysis is making us disheartened, if I start thinking, oh, people today are so materialistic that they are not going to become devotees only. And this is Kali Yuga and this is such materialistic world, so people are not going to become devotees. And therefore, what is the use of preaching? If people are anyway not going to become devotees, what is the use of preaching? Now that analysis is making me disheartened in bhakti. Therefore, I have to turn away from that analysis. Or I have to reanalyze the situation. Yes, but still, there are some people who are becoming spiritual. Vegetarianism has come up now. Yoga has come up. Environmental consciousness has come up. So, holistic medicine has come up. Mindfulness has come up. So these five things basically are broadly indicative of an increase in sattva in today's world also. All the mode of passion and ignorance are increasing, but this is also increasing. So therefore, maybe let me target people in this category by which I can move towards Krishna. So sometimes the results may not be coming. It could be because of some deficiency in us, but it could also be because of some external circumstance not being right. So my point is that we also have to work at the material level to make sure that we are working effectively. Prabhupada could have thought that, oh, Indians are not becoming devotees because there is some deficiency in my devotion. But he did not think that way. He thought that, okay, whatever my devotion is, he, in fact, in his Markine Bhagavad Dharma, he signs it as that the most unfortunate. He says, bhakti nahi, veda nahi, nama khubidaro. I have neither devotion nor knowledge. I just have faith in the holy name. That's his humility at one level. But my point is that Prabhupada was not satisfied simply with the internal analysis. He did an external analysis also. And he saw that Indians are enamored by the Westerners. So if Western people become devotees, then Indians will follow them. Therefore, let me go to the West. So basically, when our service is not producing results, we need to do internal analysis and try to improve our devotion. And we also need to do external analysis and evaluate whether there is something that needs to be changed in the external way in which we are doing our service, by which the results will come. Okay? Thank you.